It's ironic that your first hit as a solo artist in America was with a song about making a hit record or wanting to make a hit record.
Irony after irony, Spence, I know. I was under an edict from the record company. If you don't have a top 10 record, you are off the label. And I said, well, the heck was it? I'm going to write a hit. And going over to Lindsay's house in Hancock Park, this big mansion that music had done. This all came from music. There came the song, Turning Music into Gold, and everyone, like at gas stations, everyone in America is either an actor or a songwriter. And some do it and some don't. And I pulled all the stops on it. I mean, I gave it a real Fleetwood Mac sound, and Lindsay played guitar on it, and Stevie Nicks came in. I mean, it was an unashamed attempt to have a hit. And it was a hit, but, you know, a lot of good it did me. But it kept me on the label, and I got a lot of airplay on it. But I don't feel in any way it's one of my best songs. You know, it's the irony of pop music that your best things often go unnoticed, and something you sort of throw off become gigantic hits.
After you'd had enormous success with the record Gold and the album Bombs Away Dream Babies, you then made the album Dream Babies Go Hollywood, and nothing happened to it.
Absolutely nothing. I know.
Why was that?
I don't know.
It's a very good album.
I think it's a real good album. I think the wrong single was released initially.
What was that?
Odin. And a lot of radio stations were playing it and they wanted it out. And it lost its momentum in the beginning because the single didn't take off. And then RSO got cold feet on releasing the next single, which I thought should have been Wheels of Thunder all along. And then it just sort of died a natural death there. And then RSO at that point was in the process of dying itself. So I can't really fault them because the label wasn't in real trouble.
Come to the album Blondes that you made with Chuck McDermott.
Yeah,
exactly. Is he someone that you've met in recent years or someone you've known a long time?
Met Chuck was about 2.5 years ago. He came out from Boston. He had a band in Boston called Wheat Straw that garnered a lot of critical acclaim, a country band, and a very new dimension to country music. And he came out to California, and he had a band, was playing in the LA area, and we met through mutual friends and became very close friends immediately, and we worked very well together. And while he was doing his own thing, he also came in and worked with me on the Blondes album, and we had a good, very bright guy, very talented musician, and very articulate. Chuck and I really feel we make up a total person. He's very articulate, very intuitive, and very analytical. He's a very centered person, and I'm much more of a dreamer, and I have a side of madness that he doesn't have. And together, we worked very well together because the strength of each one attracted to the strength of the other. If we were both crazy, nothing would work. If we were both very analytical, it wouldn't work. So we have a real good time together.
Boulevard. the dancing in the night. The parlor across the aisle to the queen of my little Hollywood High, the queen of Hollywood High. When the angels fly in the northern sky, only for the queen, Hollywood High. And the angels fly in the northern sky, only for the queen of Hollywood High. Saturday night, wheels along the boulevard. You're looking all right, 'cause love don't come that far to the queen of Hollywood High. Hollywood High, the queen of Hollywood High. An angel fly in the northern sky, only for the queen of Hollywood High. An angel fly in the northern sky, only for the queen of Hollywood High. An angel fly in the northern sky, only for the queen of Hollywood High. The angels fly in the northern sky, only for the queen of Hollywood High.
Queen of Hollywood, yeah, yeah. She's a queen.